You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome to today's broadcast. Thank you for tuning in and joining us today. You're again listening to Kingdom Sounds, a radio ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Our pastor, Apostle Thomas Robinson, and Pastor Teresa Robinson welcome you. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. You may join us each week right here on the radio, WMIE 91.5 FM, and also WWBC 100.7 FM, 94.7 FM, and 99.9 FM. We thank God for Pastor Paul Exposito and the WMIE staff for the platform and the opportunity to come to you each weekday at 6 p.m., bringing you love and the Word of God. I'm your host for today, Evangelist Andre Jordan. Please join me as we continue on the topic, the God of the Impossible. Please turn with me now in your Bible as we begin our teaching in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 10. Hello, saints, and welcome. We're looking today in the Word of God, Daniel chapter 3, verse 10. We're continuing where we left off, talking about the God of the impossible. I pray that you're blessed as we study the Word of the Lord together. They spake unto the king Nebuchadnezzar, and they said, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever falls not down and worships the golden image should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar, are you aware there are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon? Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They do not serve your gods, nor do they worship the golden image which you have created and set up. Then King Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded, bring Shadrach, bring Meshach, bring Abednego. And then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake, and he said to Shadrach, and he said to Meshach, and he said to Abednego, is it true, O Shadrach? Is it true, O Meshach? Is it true, O Abednego? Do you not serve my gods? Do you not worship the golden calf that I set up? The king said, I'm going to give you a chance. Now, if you be ready, in verse 15, at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, what time you hear the flute, at what time you hear the dulcimer and all kinds of music, at what time you hear the instruments, if you will fall down, if you will worship the image I made, everything will be well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast in the same hour that you fail to worship and bow down to the false god and the false image that I made. That same hour you are going to be cast into a burning, fiery furnace. And who is it that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? So the king had great audacity, King Nebuchadnezzar. He said to them, if you'll bow down to the false gods that I believe in, if you'll bow down to this false golden calf image that I created, man-made God, if you'll bow down when you hear all of this music play, everything will go well. There'll be no consequences. But if you refuse to bow down in idol worship, the same hour I'm throwing you in a burning, fiery furnace. Let's just stop right there. What obstacles are you facing today? What pressures is society pressing you down with to cause you to bow? To cause you to bow to the music of society? To cause you to bow to the rhetoric of society? To cause you to bow down? And worship a false idol? A false ideology? A false gospel? What pressures are you facing? The pull, the lure of the world. The pull, the lure of the message of the world. The message of compromise. The pull, the lure of distraction, of compromise. Of it doesn't take all of that. Of it doesn't really matter, does it? That's what King Nebuchadnezzar was trying to present to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Verse 16, let's look at their response. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We don't need to defend ourselves before you, King Nebuchadnezzar, in this matter." Verse 17, "If it be so, if we are thrown into the burning, blazing, fiery furnace, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. Our God is able to save us. He will deliver us out of thy hand, O King." He's able to save us from your power. Verse 18, "But if he does not, although he's able, although he is all-powerful, just so you know, King Nebuchadnezzar, our God has all the power. Just so you know, and just so you don't get it twisted, he has all the power. But if he chooses not to save us from this burning fiery furnace, let it be known unto thee, O King, we will not ever, never serve your gods. We will not ever, never worship the golden image of the calf that you have set up. Can we stand in faith like this? Can we stand flat-footed and say to the enemy, say to our haters, we will never, by the strength of the Lord, by the Lord that gives us the strength to stand in Him, firm in Him, and therefore to stand, having done all to stand? Can we today say, I will not bow. I will not bow and worship a false god, a false image. I will not bow and cater to the pull and the lure and the demands and the distraction and the pressure of the world. I will not bow. Why? Because my trust, my faith is in the God of the impossible. Let's read a little further today. Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood in faith. The world will not like you when you stand in faith. The world will take offense when you stand in faith, but stand anyhow. Take a stand for the gospel. Take a stand for God Almighty. Take a stand for your faith in God. Take a stand. When you take a stand, I want to encourage you, God has your back. When you take a stand, God has your back. We're still talking about the God of the impossible. This is another situation that to the natural eye looks impossible. King Nebuchadnezzar was full of rage, and the form of his visage became distorted. His countenance became distorted because of the rage. Have you ever seen an angry person? You know how the countenance, even they don't even look like themselves. So full of rage, King Nebuchadnezzar commanded and spoke, heat the furnace 17 times more hot than it was wont to be heated. Heat the furnace 7 times hotter than usual. I'll show you, I'll show you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You remember last time we were together, we spoke about Daniel in the lion's den. But this time we're talking about the God of the impossible showing up in our situations, showing up in the midst of the fiery furnace of our lives. We're talking about the faithfulness of the God of the impossible. So King Nebuchadnezzar, full of rage and fury, says, turn the furnace up 7 times hotter than you usually would. I'll show them. And he commanded, verse 20, his most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, to bind Meshach, to bind Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these mighty men of God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were bound in their coats, in their hose, in their hats, in their other garments. So in their full array and clothing, they were bound and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because of the king's command was urgent and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire even slew those mighty men from the king's army that took Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego up and threw them in the fire furnace. The flames were licking, lapping, intensely hot, that they even burned and destroyed the mighty men of the king that were just, their job was just to throw the men of God into the fiery furnace. And these men, Daniel chapter 3, verse 23, these men of God, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and he rose up in haste, and he spake, and he said unto his counselor, his advisors, the king Nebuchadnezzar asked a question. Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And the counselors, the advisors, said unto the king, yes, king, that is true. And Nebuchadnezzar answered and he said, look, lo, I see four men unbound in the midst of the fire. They're walking around and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the fire, burning fiery furnace, and he spake and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, the captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whom bodies the fire had no power, nor was there a hair of their head singed, nor were their coats changed, nor was the smell of fire, even smell of smoke, on them. So I just want to, let me make this clear. Let me speak this again that you can understand it clearly. There was not a hair on their heads singed. Their clothing was not scorched or burned at all. They did not even smell like smoke. This is the power of the God of the impossible at work. This is the power of the God of the impossible in demonstration. God moves in demonstration and power. The same God back then for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the same God back then for Daniel, is the God in whom we serve today. All power is in his hands. He is the God of the impossible. He can do what no other power can do. He can do what man cannot do. You serve a mighty God today. We serve a mighty God today. Then King Nebuchadnezzar, verse 28, spake, and he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants. The servants that trusted in him have changed the king's word. Your testimony, your faith, your faithfulness, your consistency in God, your trust in God can change the word of the king, can change the decree of your nation, can change the laws of your nation. People of God, let us be encouraged to put our trust and faith wholeheartedly in God Almighty. He is the God of the impossible. There is nothing, the scripture tells us in Luke 1:37, there is nothing impossible for God, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Let me come back to Daniel chapter 3, verse 29. And King Nebuchadnezzar says, I make a new decree that every people, that every nation, that every language, every tongue shall speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They shall be cut into pieces. Their houses shall be made into a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. He say, no other God has this kind of power. No other God is the God of the impossible, except the one true and living God, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the creator God, that God I am, that always was and forever shall be. And the king promoted Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. There is so much to encourage our hearts today from this passage of scripture. We're talking about the God of the impossible. This is day two on this topic, the God of the impossible. I pray that you will take heart today. I pray that you will be encouraged today. I don't care what your situation looks like. Prayer overcomes every obstacle in your life. The power of prayer overcomes every obstacle in your life. I pray that you will continue to look at your situations and circumstances through the eyes of faith. How are you looking at your fiery furnace? How are you perceiving your fiery trial? I pray that you will perceive. I pray that you will look through the eyes of faith. The eyes of faith see God. The eyes of faith don't see the circumstances. We know it's there. But our eyes are locked in and on God. Your vision matters. Your sight matters. What you're looking at matters. It is so important today to look through the lens of faith. I pray that God would wash your spiritual eyes today. I pray that God would remove any obstacle in your vision, that He would give you 20/20 vision in the eyes of faith today. That He would cause you to see and know and be reminded you always win in God. You always win with God. You always win with the God of the impossible. Just like the little sign that they would place in car mirrors. The obstacles that you're looking at, the signs would say, are closer than they appear. I want to say to you, don't worry about the obstacles that you see. The power of the God of the impossible is closer than you can see, can conceive, can believe. Put your faith in God. Do not let fear, do not let worry cause you to take your eyes off God. Do not let fear, do not let worry, do not let the distress of the situation take you out. There is a God that can deliver. There is a God that has all power in His hand. I want to charge up your faith today to trust God in the midst of the fiery furnace, in the midst of the fiery trial. Your faith has great recompense of reward today. I love it in the Word of God where even the heathen, ungodly king declares God's deliverance, God's mighty power. I love it where God even uses the ungodly to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim the truth of the word. I pray today that you're finding encouragement in your God, that you're being reminded of the power of God to save. Don't worry about what it looks like. What it looks like is an opportune time for a miracle, for the manifestation of the power of God. What it looks like an opportune opportunity for God to show up and show out, for God to show up and show His power, for God to show up in demonstration and in power in your life. Have faith in God. See your situation through the eyes of God, through faith in God, through trusting God. Do not fear, but trust like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the God of the impossible today. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to Kingdom Sound, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. Once again, Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street. We invite you, Apostle Thomas Robinson and Pastor Teresa Robinson, extend an invitation to come and visit us. Our 11 o'clock service is every Sunday morning. You are welcome. We invite you to join and tune in each weekday right here at WMIE 91.5 FM each weekday at 6 p.m. and also on WWBC 100.7 FM, 94.7 FM, and also on 99.9 FM. We thank God again for Pastor Paul and the WMIE staff for this opportunity to share the Word of God in hope and encouragement to you, our listeners. We pray that God bless you today, you be encouraged and strengthened, and to know that He is indeed the God of the impossible. God bless you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You are listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard. Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube's Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.